Joe Biden increases refugee resettlement by 904% compared to last year. By John Binder on May 12, 2021. President Joe Biden increased refugee resettlement in the month of April by 904% compared to the same time last year, the latest data reveals. Figures released by the State Department show that the Biden administration resettled 271 refugees across the United States in April, many of whom were resettled in California, Texas, New York, Ohio, Illinois, and Washington. Compare that monthly total to April 2020 when just 27 refugees were resettled for the month. The number represents a 904% increase in refugee resettlement compared to the same time last year. In March 2020, former President Trump suspended the refugee resettlement program amidst the Chinese coronavirus crisis. The only refugees resettled in the U.S. at the time were emergency cases where resettlement was considered necessary. Since taking office, the data details, the Biden administration has resettled more than 930 refugees across the U.S. Those resettlement figures come as Biden now plans to increase annual refugee resettlement for this year by about 317%. After the refugee lobby and Democrats denounced Biden's original plan to keep the Trump-set refugee cap of 15,000 admissions for fiscal year 2021, the administration reversed course and announced they would boost the cap to 62,500 admissions. The cap is merely a numerical limit and not a goal for the State Department to reach. In addition to increasing refugee resettlement, Biden rescinded an order that allowed states and localities to decide whether they wanted refugee resettlement in their communities. The order, signed by Trump, gave Americans veto power over the program that they, for decades, have been shut out of. Over the last 20 years, nearly 1 million refugees have been resettled in the country. This is a number more than double that of residents living in Miami, Florida, and would be the equivalent of annually adding the population of Pensacola, Florida, to the country. Refugee resettlement costs American taxpayers nearly $9 billion every 5 years, according to research, and each refugee costs taxpayers about $133,000 over the course of their lifetime. Within 5 years, an estimated 16% of all refugees admitted will need housing assistance paid for by taxpayers. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.